Am I, would you tell me more about it so I can be sure I understand what the word means? They're just
well,
small
was,
dogs, is that?
He was a small dog, and, well, he was a pretty good yard dog, too, watch dog. Mm-hmm. But he was a squirrel dog, he'd hunt squirrel. That little dog.
He's not a fast dog. I don't know.
I don't know what kind he is. He come here one Sunday evening, last Christmas a year ago. And I went out in the yard, and there he was playing this other dog you saw out here. And I called my wife, I said, look at that. I says, give that dog something to eat. I said, he looked like he might be hungry. Give him something to eat. And she fed him. Then I told her, I said, go in there and call neighbor that lived right over there. He had a black dog. See if his dog's missing. No, the dog is home. Told her then to call brother that lived just right across the woods over there. No, his dog was home. Called another fella that lives on down a little further. No, his dog was home. So I guess somebody just pitched him off out here. That's what I'm guessing. I said, well, I don't know what his name is, but he's got his bobtail. And when I said bobtail, he let me know Bob was his name just as soon as I mentioned Bob. Let me know that is his name.
He seems friendly. He seems more friendly than the other dog. Is that right?
Well, that other dog.
Don't much make him bite
you. Better not fool that other dog. He bites you that quick if you monk with him. Mm-hmm. He ain't gonna bother you if you don't. Mm-hmm. He'll make you think he is, but he ain't gonna bother you. But now, there's some things you better not do to him. You better not pull his tail. I can guarantee you that he'll snap you. Sure you do.
I'll bet.
And
he sure is a good yard dog, watch dog.
Set up a good racket.
Well, it don't make so much difference about the racket. He's not going to let anybody come in this house unless some of us goes out there and tells him
to.
And he won't let them come in then if they happen to have a stick in their hand.
Are you not supposed to carry anything?
You're not supposed to start to come in there with a stick.
I'll tell you what.
Straight, you've got to stay out.
I'll tell you what.
He'll let you come in.
If my wife had been standing out there in that hall a while ago, and I hadn't been out there, and you'd have come up, he'd have stood between you and her.
He looks that way.
Well, he'll do it.
Yes,
sir, he'll do it.
And I was carrying this stuff. I suppose that bothered him all the more.
I don't know whether he would have paid too much attention to that or not.
And it comes to a nigger now. He ain't got no use for a nigger at all.
Any of them?
A nigger raised that dog out there.
No, they didn't. They just kept him.
Well, they kept him.
He wasn't raised.
I see.
I got him when he was about 2 or 3 months old and just little skeleton with a little hide on him.
They probably mistreated him. And
oh, they had 50s.
Mm-hmm.
A daughter went and got him up at Pontiac. My daughter lives up in Pontiac. She is a nurse up at hospital. And she found out they had some dogs. And a wife had told her here one day, I wished I had a little dog.
Told her we was in the market for a dog. Our dog had died.
And says, I want a little dog. So she found out they had that.